Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 5. Natural ability versus the resurrected ability of the maturity of life for the building up of the church as the organic body of Christ. Friday, related verses. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which hold no water. Romans 5:17-10. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 John 2:20-27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Ephesians 2:22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Ephesians 3:5. Which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit. Ephesians 4:23. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Related reading. The way in which the kings of Israel had their being, how they behaved, lived, moved, and acted in their daily living, activities, and careers, paints a full picture of how the elect of God could partake of the God-promised and God-given good land and enjoy all its rights, that they could become God's kingdom on the earth, usurped by his enemy Satan. This typifies and signifies how we can partake of the all-inclusive Christ as the portion ordained by God for us, and enjoy all the rights in Christ assigned to us by God, that we, the people chosen and redeemed by God, can become God's kingdom in Christ and with Christ on the earth usurped by the evil one, God's enemy, Satan. There were altogether 41 kings in the history of Israel. The first three, Saul, David, and Solomon, reigned over the entire people of Israel. Of the remaining 38 kings, only 8 were comparatively good. Actually, however, they still were self-seeking and self-glorifying, somewhat considering the kingdom of God among them something of their monarchies, not knowing God according to the way ordained by God, not denying themselves, their natural man, to live a life and carry out a career absolutely by the Spirit of God. The root of the evil kings, like that of the evil of the people of Israel, was their forsaking the very God as the fountain of living waters, and their turning away to the pagan idols as broken cisterns that hold no water. These two evils drown them in the death waters of idolatry, of the indulgence of lusts, and of injustice in shedding the blood of the innocent. their evils offended their God to such an extent that he would not turn his anger from them, but cast them off, first into the hands of the Assyrians, and then into the hands of the Babylonians, who destroyed and burned the holy temple and the holy city, carried away into captivity the holy people to a pagan land of idol worship, and desolated the holy land for 70 years. Thus they, as God's elect, lost the enjoyment of the God-given good land, and instead of remaining the citizens of God's kingdom in the Holy Land, they became captives in a heathen land. The tragic result of such a pitiful history of the kings among God's chosen and blessed elect should be a serious warning to us, God's elect in the New Testament age. Just to be one who is according to God's heart, like David, and just to be partly right and good in the eyes of God, like some honest Christians, do not qualify us to partake of Christ in full and to enjoy all the rights in him, that we may become adequately the church as the body of Christ and as the kingdom of God and of Christ. Conformity to Christ's death by the power of his resurrection is required of us, the New Testament overcomers, that we may die to ourselves, our natural man, and live to God in resurrection. A life of living Christ, magnifying Christ, and moving and acting with Christ by the bountiful supply of the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, doing everything in and according to the Spirit, is indispensable for us, God's New Testament seekers, to be winners in the race course of the divine life, that we may fully enjoy Christ as the God-given good land in the church age, and be gloriously rewarded to partake of Christ in the fullest sense in the kingdom age.